This John DiBella Show podcast is sponsored by Mount Airy Casino Resort. Experience a casino that raises the game. Mount Airy Casino Resort. Legendary fun.
Tonight and throughout the weekend is this young man. He is appearing at Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com. There's one show tonight, two tomorrow, and two on Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the amazing Wayne brothers. Are you the baby?
I'm the last one. I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean, I think I was an ugly kid and my mother was like, I'm shutting down shop. We're going downhill from here, Harold. No more. We peaked at Sean.
Marlon Wayans is here. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Thank you so much for showing up this morning.
Hey, thank you. I'm just happy the pilot made it so I can be here.
Yeah, you red-eyed in this morning.
Yes, I did. Right. And you know what? I don't ask much from pilots. Just stay the hell away from clouds. If this all that sky, why would you go through the cloud? I think they just do it for fun. It's like, hey, look at that pothole.
Well, that's what turbulence is. Turbulence is the cobble road of the sky.
I know. And they're like, it's just nothing. I'm like, we just dropped 4,000 feet. It's something.
What was it like? I mean, there's 3, 4? How many of you are there?
2,868 million. You may be one at this point. There's so many Wayanses that we're starting to migrate into white people. Because just in case the ice storms happen and, polar, whatever thing is.
Or the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, zombie apocalypse. Right. Your brothers is going to die there because, zombies love dark meat. I don't know where that came from. It's not going to make sense, people. It's early in the morning. I got to take a poo. I'm straight off the plane. And my niece just handed me coffee. And every time I smell the coffee, I want to poo.
You almost lost your phone, too.
Yeah.
I almost lost my phone. Recovering. And that made me nervous. And guess what? That made me want to poo.
As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, throughout the weekend, that is going to be a running theme for Marlon, right? The show that makes you want to poo.
Actually, here's the sign when you're doing a good show, is when people hold it. And at the end of the show, they go, man, you don't stay. I held my poo the whole show. Man, you crazy. One point, I had a bust one, man, because I almost did myself, man. You did it.
But what was it like growing up? I mean, because everybody is in the... Well, it's comedy is the family business, right? Were your folks funny? Are your parents funny people?
No.
Okay.
Here's the thing. My mother is really funny when you piss her off.
Mm. Okay.
Like, if you piss my mom... You get on my mom's bad side. My mom is like the Terminator. She will look at you and go... and break you down to where... And, oh, no holds barred. She would talk about every part of your body. And my dad is really annoying. And so... and broke. And that used to make my mom mad. And so my mother would curse him out. Like, literally. His appendage, his breast, everything. Well, I think my dad got breast because there were so many ways. My mom couldn't do all the breastfeeding. So he's like, hey, let me help out. I'm going to grow some.
Did your mom ever confuse you guys? Like, if she would get mad, would she yell at you in the wrong name?
She's like, Damon Keen, Marlon, Nick Jonas. But I think the formula was my dad pissed my mom off. My mom got mad, cursed him out. They had makeup sex, and boom.
Another Wayans.
The Wayans was born. There's some unfunny Wayans. The unfunny one, my sisters are really funny. My sister Elvira, I keep telling her, that's her mother. I'm like, yo, if you need to do stand-up, you could watch your daughter be funny, but I'm telling you, you could be funny too. Uh-huh. But she just don't have that thing. And then my sister Deidre's funny. Devon is funny. My sister Nadia is brilliant. And my brother Dwayne, he was probably the only unfunny one, but he died, so we don't have to worry about that. Jesus. I think Keenan had him killed. Wow. He's not funny. He got him killed. It's dark, guys. It's rock.
Now you all lived in the projects in Manhattan,
yes.
Right? And as you referred to where I lived, the good projects.
Yeah, because you had trees in your projects. Our projects was worse than jail. People rather go to jail than go to the projects.
And all of these people lived together at the same time in the projects?
Yeah, man. It was in our apartment. We had here's the crazy part. We had a 4-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and father.
That's palatial for the projects.
It is palatial, but my mother didn't want to get pregnant again, and my father got on nerves. So they decided, hey, you sleep in that room, I sleep in this room, because every time I look at you, I get pregnant. And so that left me and my brothers and my sisters 10 kids in 2 bedrooms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and a bunch of bunk beds, all black people. We look like a modern-day slave ship.
How many bathrooms?
I was surprised they wasn't going, row, 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 2 bathrooms.
Okay.
Of which my parents said, this one is ours. See that one with no shower? That's y'all. We all taking bird baths. You know how hard it is to wash your little thing in the sink? You can barely reach it. You got splash water up on yourself. I just dip it in the toilet. Same water. Same water.
So now Keenan was the first to make it, basically?
Yeah, Keenan was the first one to make it. Keenan is the trailblazer, man. Keenan had a vision. You know, he was just like, I think Keenan was just like, I'm not going to be for the rest of my life. And he was like, I'm out. And he went to California and he started doing stand-up comedy. What's funny was Keenan was, he went to school to be an engineer for 3.5 years at Tuskegee. And then he decided one day he didn't want to be an engineer. He wanted to do comedy. And my mother cursed him out so badly. She said, boy, you leave engineering school, you ain't going to be nothing. You're going to be like your father. Nothing. You want to be a turd like him? You need a job with benefits, son. So get your teeth fixed. And then my brother goes, I'm going to be a comedian. She goes, comedian? I've known you your whole life. You ain't never said nothing funny. And so he went out to California. He made it, bought my mom a house, you know, car. And
he got funny real fast.
He got funny real fast. It took him 20 years. He was right for 20 years. And then finally he made it. And then I was going to college, and I had that same question. My mom was like, you know, should I go to college or should I go out to California? My mother changed the whole tune. She goes, boy, you better take your ass out to California and go make that money. Forget college. That will always be there. Ain't nobody care about no degree. What you going to do with that blank piece of paper that's rolled up? I mean, if you don't go out to California, mama about to go be a fly girl. You better get out there.
You open your eyes up and every brother comes out. I just want you to know. You look like all of them at the same time.
They're all in me.
Marlon Wayans is appearing tonight for 1 show, 2 tomorrow, 2 on Saturday, and you can get tickets on your own through to punchlinephilly.com. I've got 3 pair of tickets right now.
Three? We giving 3 away? What? Hey, can we give like 1 away? I got a lot of Wayans. How about we get half a ticket?
We'll spread them out and only let them have 1 each.
Ration them, yeah. Don't bring a date. Come lonely.
So give us a call now, 215-263-WMGK, and we will off those to the first 3 people who will call in. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for staying.
Hey, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, at Marlon Wayans, Twitter, at Marlon Wayans. If you're on Twitter right now, tweet me. I'm going to retweet you. Facebook, Marlon Wayans. I'm Facebook Live right now. Hey to everybody out there on Facebook Live. This isn't a hologram. It's really me. And come see me down at the Punchline. I'm preparing for a special, so let's go be special.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.